This spending would also help solve the immediate problem of lost jobs and economic stagnation by creating nearly 10 million jobs worldwide and increasing global GDP by 1.1%, meaning it would add more to the economy than it costs. Importantly, green investment would result in a slew of co-benefits. For example, some rural communities would receive access to electricity for the first time. For another, air pollution would decline all over the world. If governments do not make use of this opportunity, they may miss a very important tool for the economic recovery, says Faith Beryl, head of the IEA. But this moment is not just about opportunity. Even maintaining the status quo is dangerous. Research from the UNEP released last year shows that if nations stick with current plans to reduce emissions, global temperatures will rise more than 3 degrees centigrade by the end of this century. For the past 5 years, climate advocates have positioned 2020 as critical in the fight against climate change. Under the Paris Agreement, countries are required to submit new plans to reduce emissions in 2020, and climate diplomats had planned a series of meetings around the world this year to build momentum, culminating with the UN Climate Conference in Glasgow in November. The Glasgow event was postponed a year, but the coronavirus pandemic has created a new sort of momentum. Empty city streets have been transformed into pedestrian space, with cars banished, and many cities say they're not going back. The oil industry has faced a reckoning, with the U.S. benchmark price at one point in mid-April dropping into negative territory and investors fleeing the industry, smaller firms filing for bankruptcy, and some of its biggest players writing down assets they say have lost their value. With the writing beginning to appear on the wall, many countries are starting to build a different world. In South Korea, the newly re-elected government has promised a $10 billion Green New Deal to invest in renewable energy and make public buildings energy efficient. In Costa Rica, one of a few developing countries to commit to eliminating their carbon footprint by 2050, leaders have created a new fee on gasoline to fund social welfare programs and are planning to issue new green bonds to fund the next stage of climate adaptation programs.